This is not just another How to Grow a Business podcast. Whether you're on the brink of entrepreneurship or a changemaker on the journey, it's time to turn your aspirations into real-life success. This is Startup 3. It's a fact, 70% of new businesses will not survive their first 10 years, and over 50% will not even see their fifth birthday. Imagine stepping into an arena where 7 out of every 10 competitors will fail to survive. That's disturbing, and yet it's the stark reality of the entrepreneurial world. Now, what if I told you that these failures could have been predicted? That's right, those who fail often make the same critical mistakes. So I'm unpacking 7 are the most common mistakes that new entrepreneurs make. So if you're determined to outpace the majority and avoid the common mistakes that doom 70% of business owners, then get ready, because the information that I'm about to share with you might just be the key to ensuring that your business will still be standing strong a year from now. And make sure to stick around to the end, because number 7, that is the number one reason that businesses go under. And I'm going to teach you how to avoid it right here. Now, if you're new to my channel, this is Startup 3, your go-to guide for business tips and entrepreneurial advice during your first 3 years of business. Now, I'm Gary Smith. I'm a U.S. Army veteran. I'm a business and marketing adjunct professor. I teach in the Graduate School of Business, and I'm an entrepreneur. On this channel, I teach action steps and strategies designed to help you launch, grow, and thrive during your first few years in business. So let's talk about mistake number 1, which is the lack of a clear business plan. Just imagine stepping into a boat with the intention of setting sail to a distant shore. However, you have no map, you have no compass, or even a clear idea of where this shore is, right? This scenario mirrors the journey that many new entrepreneurs embark on in their business venture without a clear business plan. Now, the absence of a plan is, well, it's akin to navigating through uncharted waters without any tools for guidance. A comprehensive business plan is not just a document. It's a roadmap that outlines your business's goals, strategies for achieving them, and the potential obstacles that you might face along the way. In fact, get this, 67% of businesses in the United States do not have a written business plan, and neglecting to create one is basically a failure to define your goals and objectives. So is it really even a surprise that most businesses fail? Think about it. Without a plan, It's challenging to even measure or understand the direction in which your business is heading. That's because planning and goals really serve as that guiding light, ensuring that every decision and every action taken aligns with what you aim to achieve. And you should have market research integrated as part of that plan as well. Now, the reason I say that is because underestimating the importance of market research, well, that's like setting sail without even checking the weather conditions. How do you set achievable goals if you don't know what's occurring in your own marketplace? That's something you need to think about. And in fact, I would say this type of research that goes into planning and creating realistic objectives, well, that provides you with invaluable insights about your industry, about the competition, and the latest trends. It helps you understand the needs and the behaviors of your customers, enabling you to really tailor your products and services accordingly. And skipping this important part of the plan, that can lead to misguided assumptions about your market's demand. In other words, the foundation of a successful business venture lies in a well-crafted business plan that addresses these critical areas. The areas include things like the components of market research, understanding your target audience, things like value proposition, right? It's the business plan that can help you better navigate these treacherous waters of entrepreneurship with both confidence and precision.
Hey, if you're enjoying this podcast, make sure to check out our YouTube channel, where you can watch this episode and all our videos at startup3.com. The three is spelled out. That's startup3.com.
Now, as we take a deeper look into why 70% of businesses are set to face the daunting shadow of failure, we encounter a critical oversight that, well, many entrepreneurs make this. It's mistake number 2, and this is ignoring customer feedback and market demands. Now, picture this, right? You've created a product or service. You put all your heart and soul into it. You're convinced it will revolutionize the market. However, this conviction, it's admirable, but it can also be a pitfall if it turns into overconfidence without market validation. Imagine launching a product that you believe in, only to discover that the market doesn't really share your enthusiasm, right? This scenario, well, it's not just disappointing, but it's a stark reminder of the importance of validating your product or your service with your target audience before committing to its full development or its launch. In fact, have you ever maybe thought of a product or service that initially you believe this was just a great idea, but then later you were thankful that you never brought it to market? You then realized that, well, nobody would have bought it. I know I am. I've done that more than once, actually. If you've ever experienced that, put that in the comments below, because that's where communication with your market, that can really pay off. I mean, think about it, right? The dialogue between a business and its customers, that's not a one-time conversation, right? That's an ongoing exchange of ideas and feedback and suggestions and responses. And not adapting to customer needs and feedback, that's like ignoring the directions on your GPS while driving. You might be on the move, but are you headed in the right direction, right? That's important. Customers today are more vocal than ever about what they want and what they need. But when businesses fail to listen, you not only miss out, but you also risk alienating your customer base. So adapting to customer feedback isn't a sign of weakness. It's a strategic move that really signifies your commitment to serving your customers better. Because the marketplace, well, it's not static, is it? It's a dynamic, ever-evolving, ever-changing ecosystem. And the simple failure to recognize shifts in market trends, that's a recipe for disaster. Trends can change rapidly. And what was in demand maybe yesterday isn't going to be in demand tomorrow. And entrepreneurs who stay glued to their initial assumptions about the market without keeping an eye on these shifts, well, they're going to find themselves outpaced by competitors who are more attuned to that changing landscape. And while ignoring customer feedback and market demands, that's a dangerous path to be on, it's also one that you can easily avoid or correct. The key lies in humility. What I mean by that is being open to feedback, being willing to adapt and monitoring the market for changes. Now, let's turn our attention to another common mistake. It's so common, in fact, I teach this topic in a couple courses at the university. So, mistake number three is underestimating the importance of marketing. Now, you might have the best product or the service in the world, but if you don't let anyone know, it's going to be real hard to make sales. And in this digital age, neglecting the power of digital marketing and social media, that's like opening a store in a deserted alleyway. The digital world is where your customers live and interact, and they make their purchasing decisions. So having a robust online presence not only increases your visibility, but it also allows you to engage directly with your target audience, understanding their preferences so that you can tailor your products and services accordingly. In fact, how you brand yourself, your company, how you communicate with your audience, that plays a pivotal role in your business's success. And ineffective branding and inconsistent communication, that can lead to a disjointed perception of your business. And it makes it hard for customers to understand who you are and what you stand for. Your brand, that's not just the logo or the colors. It's more than that. It's the entire experience that customers have with your business. It's about creating a story that resonates with your audience. And it's got to be consistently communicated across all those platforms, right? And that's through your marketing. It's the consistency that builds trust and loyalty, which are crucial for long-term success of your business. Now, if you want to expand, if you want to reach new markets, if you want to grow your brand, networking is a big part of that as well. And I'm not talking about collecting business cards at the weekly pancake breakfast, although I do love pancakes quite a bit. It's about building relationships that can open doors to new opportunities, to collaborations and insights. In fact, strategic partnerships, that can allow you to offer more value to your customers. You can tap into new markets. You can share resources for mutual benefit. In fact, you can oftentimes split the cost of a marketing campaign. There are just so many benefits here. But underestimating the importance of marketing is a trap that it can stifle the growth of your business. Remember, it's not just about having the best product or service. It's about making sure the right people know about it so that they can buy from you, so that they can support your brand. Now, that said, there are often times when entrepreneurship, it can kind of feel like a solitary path, right? But how many of those moments are technically our fault? Let's think about that, because that brings us to mistake number four, which is trying to do everything alone. Now, this journey of entrepreneurship, while it might start with a burst of energy and enthusiasm, it often leads to a road filled with obstacles that are too challenging for one person to overcome. So I would say the reluctance to delegate tasks and responsibilities. It's not just foolish, it's negligent, and it's detrimental to your company. It's also impractical. Now, look, I'm not telling you to just relinquish control. You know, you may want to, however, consider empowering others to just contribute their skills, their talents to enhance the overall strength and the capability of your business. In fact, not building a competent team or seeking mentors can severely limit your perspective and the potential of your business. Now, I would tell you, a team brings diverse skills, insights, creativity to the table, and it can transform challenges into opportunities and ideas into reality. And mentors, with their experience and their wisdom, they can really guide you through that labyrinth of business decisions, helping you avoid pitfalls and accelerate your growth. Their advice can really be the compass at times that helps you navigate through the uncertain waters of entrepreneurship with confidence and even some clarity. I mean, I thank God for the mentors that I've had in my life, because without them, I probably would have fallen down a whole lot more than I did. And I fell down plenty of times. And, you know, here's the deal. Success, it's usually not just the result of one individual's efforts, but it's usually a culmination of a lot of minds and hands working together toward that common goal. And I realize growth takes time, right? It doesn't happen overnight. I get that. You might want to start with maybe a virtual assistant or maybe a graphic designer that you hire off of Fiverr or Upwork part-time. Maybe you hire a grad student as an intern to help with your email marketing just a few hours each week so that you can focus on things like sales and strategy and planning that, you know, a CEO and a business owner should be actively engaged in. You know, by opening yourself up to the support and the expertise of others, you don't only multiply your chances of success, but you also enrich your entrepreneurial journey with diverse experiences and perspectives. Now, some of these might actually open up your brand to markets that you didn't previously have access to. I can tell you that's happened in my own business. Now, mistake number five is neglecting legal and regulatory requirements. And here's the thing. Many new business owners get caught up in the excitement of launching the venture, right? It's the exciting part. So it's also easy to overlook the crucial step of ensuring all your necessary legal, your documentation, your protections, those are all in place. And what I mean by that is everything from choosing the right business structure to protecting your personal assets to having clear contracts and agreements in place. Now, I am not giving any legal or tax advice. That's your responsibility to obtain from a qualified source, because without certain legal safeguards in place, your business could be vulnerable to things like disputes, to liabilities, to penalties that not only drain your financial resources, but also jeopardize the success and longevity of your business. And here's the thing, right? Ignorance of tax obligations is not kindly viewed on by authorities. As a business owner, you're expected to know certain things, or you need to hire people who know those things. And not doing so can lead to really severe consequences, including hefty fines, legal action. You know, it's not just about paying taxes. It's about understanding what taxes to apply, how to report them, and then taking advantage of any business tax benefits you might have. This requires diligent attention. I always recommend getting advice from appropriate professionals. Now, this might mean maybe you seek the advice of a financial professional. Maybe it's an accountant or a tax preparer. Maybe it's a trademark attorney. That way you can navigate these areas successfully. And seeking expert advice, taking these proactive steps, this is what really helps to safeguard your business. Think about intellectual property, right? So it not only protects your business from legal pitfalls, but this is how you're building a solid foundation. That way you can have sustainable growth over the long term. So as we continue our journey to uncover the most common mistakes behind the high failure rate of new businesses, we encounter two critical qualities that are often missing, yet vital for survival and growth. I'm talking about mistake number six, which is a lack of resilience and adaptability. You know, these are the traits that enable businesses to really weather the storms and emerge stronger. Yet their absence has caused many businesses to die an early and avoidable death, which is often very sad. Now, think about it. Not being prepared to pivot when necessary, well, that's like refusing to change lanes or refusing to slam on the brakes when the car in front of you stops abruptly. Now, while I don't live there anymore, I'm originally from Los Angeles. So, you know, that kind of driving, that's just a normal Tuesday morning on the 605 freeway. And like traffic, the business landscape is ever changing with shifts in technology, consumer behavior, market dynamics, and these occur at an unprecedented pace. So if you fail to adapt, you're going to be like that driver that goes headfirst into the car in front of them. And we don't want that. Now, you need to always be ready to pivot in response to new information or to opportunities. That's adaptability. Resilience, on the other hand, that's about not never facing difficulties. It's about enduring them and refusing to be defined by them. It's the ability to take a punch, to stand back off, to dust off, and then to learn from each fall. That's what often separates successful ventures from those who become mere statistics. Remember, every failure is a lesson, and every setback, that can be a stepping stone to greater achievements, but only if the resolve to persevere is stronger than that temptation to quit. Now, always make sure that you learn from your failures, because in the dynamic world of business, those who view failure as a teacher rather than as a tormentor find themselves better equipped to really navigate those future challenges. And failure is, well, that's an inevitable part of the entrepreneurial journey. And I encourage you to think of it as really a powerful catalyst for development and change. But, you know, you have to be willing to reflect. You've got to learn. You've got to adapt, because being prepared to pivot and to persevere through challenges and to learn, right, from every experience, these are not optional, right? They are indispensable strategies for building a business that can really withstand the test of time. In other words, I encourage you to build something that's going to last the test of time and it's going to be around. And that brings us to mistake number 7, which is also the number one reason the majority of new businesses do not survive. Want to know what it is? It's cash flow problems. This is the most formidable adversary yet, cash flow problems and mismanagement of funds. This issue is not just a stumbling block. It's often the chasm that swallows businesses whole before they even have a chance to really realize their potential. The old adage, cash is king, this holds particularly true in the business world, where the lack of liquidity is the single most common reason that new ventures fail. Now, that said, cash flow problems frequently arise from things like miscalculations and missteps. One such mistake is poor budgeting and resource allocation. Now, imagine you're planning a long trip, a long journey, and you allocate most of your resources to the most luxurious vehicle you can find, but you leave little for things like fuel and food and emergencies. Most entrepreneurs take that same approach with their business. They just haphazardly allocate their financial resources, and they prioritize some areas, they neglect the others. Often, this is driven by things like emotion and gut feeling rather than hard logic and data, and they find themselves ill-equipped to really sustain operations in the long run. It's not what you feel or what you hope, it's what you know. And I get it, right? It's natural to be optimistic about your business's prospects, but this optimism, it needs to be grounded in reality. And many entrepreneurs fall into the trap of expecting to have rapid sales growth and substantial income right from the outset, and failing to account for the time that it takes to build a business, to build a customer base, and for your revenue streams to actually mature, and not to mention all the unplanned expenses that are going to come your way. This overestimation can lead to things like premature scaling, hiring too soon, and other expenditures that your business's actual revenue just cannot support. It's also common to see business owners underestimating the costs and the expenses. Now, this is whether we're talking about, you know, initial startup costs, ongoing operational expenses, or even unexpected financial challenges. Underestimation will leave your business vulnerable to sudden financial shortfalls, and costs often exceed initial projections. It's not uncommon for miscalculations to quickly escalate into insolvency, and that usually means you're out of business. And when it comes to cash flow, the lack of a contingency plan for financial hurdles really signifies a lack of preparedness for the inevitable ups and downs of business operations. And the reason that matters is because the business landscape is full of unpredictability. Things like market fluctuations, economic downturns, or sudden increases in expenses. And without a financial safety net or a plan to really navigate these challenges, business owners find themselves in dire straits. You know, just look back a short period of time. How many businesses closed due to COVID that never reopened? So cash flow problems and mismanagement of funds are critical issues that demand serious attention and proactive management. And here's the silver lining, right? As the CEO, as the founder of your company, you have the power to address these areas head on with the seriousness that they deserve. And by being proactive, you can really steer your business away from failure. You don't have to be part of the 70% that aren't going to survive. You can implement these action steps that I'm teaching you here, and you can make forward progress with your business toward a very bright future that's full of stability and success.
Hey, I hope today's show provided you with some new insights or a fresh perspective and some action steps that you can implement this week. And in case you're new here, what you just listened to was a podcast version of this week's YouTube video. So if you enjoyed our conversation today, I want to encourage you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can watch this episode and all our videos at startup3.com. The three is spelled out. That's startup3.com.